My name is Ed Travers. Welcome to the DriveCast. I'm the teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. And this past week, we continued in our series called Framework, which is about how God makes us all family. Last week, we spoke about men, and this week, we spoke about women. I started off talking about in Genesis how when God created men and women, he created them in his image. That means we were made uniquely in a way that no other part of creation is made, and that something about us is going to reflect who God is. That is the purpose of who we are, to be in relationship with God and to reflect who he is. In that, I want to share something that Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Here's what it says. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. Now when they see your respect and your pure conduct, now do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of your hair and the putting on of your gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty and gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. Now, the question here is, how are women uniquely made to reflect the image of the Lord? That passage talks about being subject or being submissive to the husband. Now that can create a lot of controversy, that whole idea. But the idea is that we were both created to reflect the image of God. And when men are responsible for that mission, they lead their wives in that same way. And wives are to be the helpers, or they come underneath the mission for that marriage to reflect the beauty of God. We see that in Ephesians 5, where it talks about how marriage really is a picture of the relationship between Christ and the church. And I think the only reason that submissiveness is a problem is because of sin. Men don't lead their wives in that way. It's difficult to answer to someone else. But when you're committed to the mission of reflecting the image of the Lord, marriage works really well. Both roles work together. It doesn't mean that a woman doesn't have an opinion or doesn't lead her family in some way. It doesn't mean that she's weak or timid. It means that with respect, you know, she helps to lead the family and helps that mission that they would reflect the image of God. And I think the number one thing that, as it keeps going and talks about how that beauty is a part of how women are made, but he says, don't let your beauty be that on the outside. Now, it talks about, you know, gold and jewelry and hair and all that kind of stuff and what you wear. Now, this is not actually talking about what you wear. It's talking about what you put your identity in. You're not excluded from looking a certain way. What he's saying is that God, the beautiful heart of God that he wants reflected in you, is that quiet and gentle spirit, one who puts their hope in God. And this is the thing, the culture all the way around you is doing everything they can to try to make you believe that your identity rests in the way that you look. It doesn't matter what magazine you look at or what TV show you watch, the ads that are put on TV, all are saying a subtle message to all of the ladies that you are valuable if you look a certain way. And what God is saying is that is absolutely not true. I want you to be exactly what I made you to be. Now, when I was a single guy living with my brother, we owned a television. And that television, the knob broke. And this was back in a time when we didn't have cable, so we didn't have the little channel changer. So we had to go actually up to the TV and turn the knob. Imagine that. Well, on this particular TV, the knob was broken, and all we had was a little stick sticking out of the TV. And so we took a fork, we bent the fork over, and we jammed it onto the knob, and effectively that fork took the place of a little handle, and we would turn the fork, which would turn the channel. Now, this is the thing. The fork worked. It did the job, but it wasn't made for that. In the same way, we are made to reflect the image of God. Men do it in a unique way, and women do it in a very unique way. You can get along in your life and you can make it work just like the fork, but the truth is, when you embrace your role to reflect the image of God, it will literally set you apart and you will stand out amongst a crooked and depraved generation, as Philippians says. You will shine like a star of the universe because you will go against the grain of our culture and you will reflect the beautiful heart of God, what he considers precious. Wherever you're at, I just want you to consider what it is you've put your identity in. For you men out there listening, Are there ladies in your life? Are you leading them to believe the same things about their identity that God wants them to know? Ladies, are you putting your identity in a place that just wasn't meant to be? The heart of God in you, that image is to be reflected in a way that could never be done by men alone. God has chosen you for that purpose. Father, I pray that you would lead us men and women to reflect your image. I pray for those who are struggling with that, that they would just embrace your word and your truth. Take a second, and wherever you're at, and just talk to the Lord about it. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Have a wonderful week.